Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, September 25th. This morning we had corn, December corn quarter cent lower overnight at 477. December wheat up 2¾ cents at 582¼, and November beans down 2 cents at 1294¼. The wheat was supported overnight. We rallied a dime off the lows, off Russian missiles and drones hitting the port city of Odessa. So the war news is ramping up there. Offsetting that a bit is the dollar. It's up 28 ticks at 105.54 now. I think that's just within a tick or two of contract highs out here. So a higher dollar certainly doesn't help wheat exports. The bonds are down almost 2 full basis points. They're down 1.24 out here. That's leading to higher interest rates. The Dow looks to open up 100 lower. So I don't think any of that's really good for the grain markets. The good news is that we sold 1.66 million metric tons of corn to Mexico, a little over a million metric tons for this year and 611 for next year. This week, we've obviously got export inspections at 10 o'clock. They should be on the light side. Crop progress should show fairly decent activity in terms of harvest, but we've got some pretty good rains around the country right now. That'll certainly slow things down out here. We've got the stocks report on Friday. I'm guessing it's going to be a little higher than most people were thinking, but we'll see. We have plenty of yield stories out here. Some really good yields, particularly east of the Mississippi, not so much west of the Mississippi. So again, I still don't think we're going to see 175 bushel yield on corn or 50 bushel yield on beans. I think it's going to be lower than that, and I think bean stocks will be fairly tight out here. So we've got crop progress tonight. We've got the weekly sales on Thursday. We've got the stock support on Friday. I think we'll be relatively quiet, but you know, this Dow Jones, if it really falls out of bed here, that's not going to be good for the grain market. So that's really about it. You know, we're looking for a spot to buy grains. Like I mentioned last week, the old story around the Board of Trade is you sell grain on the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah. You buy it back 10 days later on Yom Kippur. Today is Yom Kippur. So theoretically, you know, this may be a buying opportunity. But I'm guessing more likely than not the buying opportunity will come next week as we make the lows on the first Monday of the month. So that would be my guess. But somewhere in here, I think we could see a rally in these grain markets. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.